in the Sefer, when it says you're paying back Nulim Milasai, it means the Korban Hashem. And from your pocket, you have to pay back a Keren V'chaymish. Samara says, true. Reshid Hevelei Ayil Ruban Keren V'chaymishai Koronele Milasai Gzeiloi. So somehow the Gersa should be Reshid Hevelei Ayil Duzavan that he bought. He bought it, it's worth now 10 Zuzim. It was, so that's mamish the price of the Keren V'chaim Shoi. Therefore, Koronele Milasai Gzeiloi, called the Milasai, called the Gzeiloi. Since it's exactly worth 10 Zuzim, which is how much his Keren V'chaymish is, so calls that the Milasai, meaning paying it back for Keren V'chaymish. But Sefer Lehevi Ayil Duzavan Keren V'chaymishai. But in this Sefer, it's not that worth. The Ayil now became worth 2 Zuzim. And you only have to pay back 1 Zuzim a fifth. And so Koronele Ayil Asher Milasai. Therefore, calls that Ayil the Asher Mila. You bring that that's worth 2 Zuzim now for your Korban Asher. And the Yav Imai, sell of a Chaim Shenachnam. You have to bring with it your Keren V'chaymish. Venachnami Avadi, you have to do 2 separate things. Since you're a Merman a Hegdish, you have to bring an Asher Milais, which is worth at least 2 Zuzim. And then also, you have to pay back your Keren V'chaymish. So the ratio of the Mishnah where the second animal is worth 10 Zuzim, the exact amount of your Keren V'chaymish, very good. Give that to your Keren V'chaymish and bring another Behema for Korban Asher. But in the Sefer where it's not worth the Keren V'chaymish, therefore there the Mishnah says, bring that for the Korban Asher. Then Achmami, then later you'll pay a Keren V'chaymish. Now the Gemara says, Boi Rav Menashia Bar Gado V'kinus Chumshin Mahu Shishchaper. What's going to be the locha when you gather together a chaymish that comes to worth now 2 Zuzim? Can you bring that for Korban or not? So let's say in the case where he was moil from Hegdish, let's say he used 2 Sloyim, he had enough from 2 Sloyim of Hegdish. The locha is you have to pay back the Keren and the chaymish. The chaymish of 2 Sloyim, let's say, is 2 Zuzim. So after it happened 5 times, it came out it was worth 8 Zuzim, after 4 times. So the chaymish itself now is worth 8 Zuzim. 8 Zuzim, that's 2 Sloyim. So let's say the chaymish that you have to pay Hegdish now is worth 2 Sloyim. So the question is now, with that money of the 2 Sloyim, can you buy yourself a korban and bring a korban asham, asham milas, that a korban for the one of the chatoyim of the ashamas of the milas, you want to be yotzer with the money. So that's the shayla. I boil you, mischaper, someone says again, that kinus, the kinus chaymishim is when you gather together the chaymish of a few different milas, and it comes now to be worth 2 sloyim, ma'ashi is chaper, can you use it now to buy yourself a korban with it? Me, Armin, do I say, im tim slim, if you want to tell me that odem is chaper b'shvach hegdish, and let's say we'll see later, let's say you buy a korban of hegdish worth 1 seller, and later the korban itself becomes worth 2 sloyim, you could bring it for your korban, even though the shvach got worth more in the rishus of hegdish, mishum wa dekotorach kamei, because you bothered at least to makdish the korban. You matrich, you bothered yourself at the beginning to buy the korban. So therefore, even though it becomes worth more later, you'll later be yotzer with the shvach hegdish. Avolochot lekotorach, but here you did not work at all with this chaymish. You just have a chiyuv to pay back the chaymish. You did not do anything like to make the chaymish become worth more. If so, le mischaper, you cannot use this money of the chaymish to buy yourself a korban asher with it. Adumah maybe no. Im tim slim, even if you want to tell me im tim tzolaymar that ein odem mischaper b'shvach hegdish, then the case where the shvach something value becomes more worth the hegdish, you cannot use that more value for your kaparah. Why mishum d'layafreshay? You did not set it aside. L'shem zeh, you only mafresh a behemah worth 1 seller. That it becomes worth more, 2 sloyim, it's not you, it happens by itself, therefore you cannot use it for a korban. But over here, when you gather together chumshin, the yafreshay, you are mafresh it now, if it's worth 8 zuzim. So right now you have a chaymish, the value of 2 sloyim, maybe you could be mafresh it for korban to bring it. So maybe you could use it to bring it for korban. So that's the shayla. So Mora says why? Because real diboilu, there's a question. Diboilu, mischapa b'shvach hegdish arloi, could you have a kapor from shvach hegdish or not? That's the shayla. So well, according to that shayla, we have a chakira. What's going to be over here when you gather together the chaymish of a few milis and together it's worth 2 sloyim? Could you bring it for korban or not? So Mora says toshma kamenir. It says aloha hamafrish shnei sloyim liyoshim. Somebody set aside two sloim for korban asham. V'lokach bohen shneilim, the din of the Mishnah. And now that money that is set aside for the two ashamais, he took that money and he bought now two elim. So liyosham, and he bought both of them for nosham. So hoyeechod mehem yofesh te sloim. Later on, the price goes up, and one of them is worth two sloim. It says Yaakov liyashama, you let him bring it for korban asham. V'yasheni yiroh ashtiyistoyev, and the second one, stam, let him be patient until it becomes a bamum. V'yimoch yosel v'yivu davu v'dav, you sell the money from the davu. So my love in the case talking about the zovin v'yarbo, or the zovin arba zuzi, I mean it's for one seller, ayil. The case talking about that with your two sloyim, you bought two elim. So when you first bought it, each ayil was only worth one seller. V'shavach, then later by itself it got worth more. The shav yitimna got worth to be worth eight zuzim. So each one became worth two zuzim. Two sloyim. Ushmaminov, and then Mishnah says you can bring it for your korban. If so, Ushmaminov should be a proof in our Mishnah then that all the mischap of a shvach hegdish, a person could become, could have a kapora from the shvach hegdish. Smur says, Lord, there's no proof in the Mishnah. I tell you, Hocha, but my asking, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? The Yoizel Roy Gabay, that the shepherd was nice to him and gave him a cheap price. So not the pshat that it got worth more later by Hegdish. Hegdish was, it was called Shavach Hegdish. And you're right, you could use it for carbon. No. L'chatchila, really the animal was always worth two sloyim. Just the roi, the one you bought it from, the shepherd you bought it from, was nice and gave you a cheaper price. So therefore it's not really called Shavach Hegdish, it's called Yoshvach. That's why you could use it for your carbon. But maybe a real Shavach Hegdish, maybe you can't use for your carbon. Torah Shema, come here, learn it in the Tosef like this. It says, Lokach ayil b'sela. Somebody went and he bought an ayil for a seller. Upitmai, and the person himself now fattened it up, he gave it a lot to eat. V'yamidu ashtayim, and now became worth the word two sloyim. Slochris kosher, he allowed to use it for carbon. But you first bought it for shem carbon. And when you first bought it, it was only worth one seller. Now you found that it got worth to two sloyim, you could use it for carbon. So the Kuri also, Shvami here should be a proof that all the mischap of a Shvach Hegdish person could have a kapara from Shvach of Hegdish. So we say, again, there could be no proof from over here. I tell you, Pit Mashani, the fact that you found it, that's better. That's called like you caused the Shvach, that's why you could use it. To a Chosalei Timnei, because you had to spend money to fatten him. It cost you money, it cost you eight zuz like, in order to fatten it. So therefore, because you paid like four zuz for the behemoth itself, and four zuz you paid to find it to make it worth two sloyim, that's why you could use it for a korban. But maybe where you did not pay, just it became shvach by itself, maybe then you cannot use it for a korban. So Tarshima, come across another tesef, it says over there, Lokach ayel b'sel, again, you went and you bought a ram, that's a kevis 2 years old, for a seller, for rehu b'shtayim, and now later it became worth two sloyim. So Lokach kosher, you're allowed to use it for a korban. Again, having been a risk, Dhamma became Shvach, and became worth more by itself. It says, even though the Shvach is Hegdish, still you could use it. Someone says, no. Hochinami Kisha Pitna. We're talking about also where the owner fattened it. So since he spent money to fatten it, that's why he could use it for carbon. For the Gemara Yochi, he was so high in the ratio, it's the same case. But the Sefta brings down two different cases. But you're saying now it's the exact same case, we have to say it twice for. Someone says, I'll tell you, ratio, dissolving the Abo. The ratio was where you bought it for four Zuz, meaning one seller, and you spent another four zuz to fatten it, to chosle timna, that together you spent eight sloyim for it, so that's why you could be yotzi your korban. Together you spent two sloyim, so you could be yotzi your korban oshim, because of emerson, you spent two sloyim for it. Say for those like this, say for talking about the zoven ayil biyarbo. You bought this ayah for four sloyim. Again, so Seif is talking about the Zovan Ayel B'yarbo. He bought an ayah for four zuz, for one seller. And what happened was by itself, Yashpechei, or he fed it, and it became worth Betlosa. He put another three zuz worth of food into him, and now Veshava Timna, this ayah became worth eight zuzim. Now Lamaisa is worth two sloyim, and he could bring it for Korban. So even though Lamaisa, one zuz it became worth more by itself, lehegdish, still it could be yotza. So Mar says, Yehochiv, that would be the pshat, so you have to know what the pshat altogether here is. The chur is still a shvach hegdish, so we'll soon see what the pshat is. So the kids here in the sefer was where he bought it for four zuz, and then he put he invested 3 more zuz of food into it, and then it became worth, 8 zuz became worth 2 sloyim. But the Mori Hochi, if Soeim was a safer say, Yashlim seller that from his pocket he has to pay a seller. So the question is, why a seller? Hachosa le Zion. He already spent Zion 7 zuz. So at most, also the only should have to pay is just 1 more zuz. Like he has to have a ayah worth 2 zuzim, which is, 2 sloyim, which is worth 8 zuzim. So if he spent 7 zuz, you only have to pay 1 more zuz. So Morris is true. My Yishalim, what does it mean to say you have to pay? It means tashkum the seller. Means add up to make sure the second seller, you spent 1 seller for the ayah, and now you made it worth another seller. So you have to put in another extra zuz to be mashtum the seller that you have to spend for it. So the Maisa now is called like you spent 8 zuzim for this or ayah. Furthermore, what's going on here though? These you lift this time it holds. That you cannot be mechapa with a korban that becomes worth by itself. More to egdish, if so, kiyoyiv tashlum sell even when he pays the extra zuz, my heavy, so what? Ayol ben shtei sloyim binan. You have to, like, buy, you have to spend 2 sloyim for the korban itself. And here, the actual korban only cost you 7 sloyim. If he got 7 zuzim, became worth by itself 1 more. So, yo, the can't be yotzra shvach egdish, why are you yotzra over here? Voleko. So, where's the olim rilot the bryce holes? The olim ksavar or the mischapa b'shvach hegdish. No, a person could have a kaparom for the extra value that comes by itself. The shvach, the gain that hegdish itself becomes worth more. For the mori hochi, if so, tishalom the semelo lo yiten. Why does he have to pay the extra zuz then? Like lemaitz, and now the korban is worth 2 sloim. It's worth 8 zuzim. So it should be yotzer the korban with it. I don't care how much he spend, even though it became worth more by itself. It could also be yotzer the korban. So more explains no. Really, we hold now you could be mischapa with shvach hegdish, but hainu time. But this is the reason over here: the kiyoyiv tashlumim the seller that he has to pay this extra tashlum, extra payment for seller. It's only exera the gadin that shem yom. Maybe people say, ayu pochus mishtei sloyim mechaper. That maybe we'll think, listen, really you only paid 7 sloyim for this payment. So people think you could be mechaper with an oshom worth 7 sloyim, 7 zuzim. So even though Lamaisa became shvach, it became worth more on the other zuzim cycle, worth 8 zuzim, but people will know that. But since people will know that, therefore it's exerut the gadin, you have to spend the money, the extra zuz, you have to give to Hegdish. So I call upon over here, you have no proof. So Morris says, still, let's see, my head below, what's the maskono? Can Adam be mischapi b'shvach Hegdish enat? So Morris says, Toshma, come in here. It says like this, that b'shas hafroshu yofaselo, when your first mafresh to Spain was only worth 1 seller. But b'shas kapora yofesh desloyim, if later b'shas you bring it for korban, it became worth more by itself, mashma, and now it's worth 2 sloyim the 8 zuz, loch reziyotza. You see, clearly, Odom could be mischaper b'shvach hegdish. Boy, Reb Lezer, yes, the shayla. Odom mischaper b'shvach hegdish aloy. And Rashi says, obviously, Reb Lezer did not hear this price before. So what's the halachataka? Can Odom be mischaper with the korban that he only paid 1 seller for it? And now by itself it became worth more, prices went up, the shvach went up, it's worth now 2 sloyim, could you use it for your korban or shem or not? Some Rabbi Yochanan said that kama shonim godol zebenenu, how many years they learned by us, like, they did not hear this halacha from me. As if to say the Gemara says, mechlaf, here it's a proof, to Yom Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha once, that you could be mischapa b'shvach hegdish. So Gemara says, in yes, it's like a true, Rabbi Yochanan said it. This halach, he said it, does not learn like this. Vlad toida. If you have a korban toida, nekeva, and it gives birth, it has a vlad. Or also tumurosa. If you have a korban toida, you make a tumura on the toida. V'chein, the same thing, hamafresh todos, somebody's mafresh set aside a korban toida. V'yavda, then he loses it. V'yavresh at the acheres tachten, he sets aside another one instead of the first one. And then you find the first one. So in these three cases, whether it's the vlad of toida, the tmur of the toida, or the afrosh of the toida, ein tunu lechem, even though you can bring it, you don't have to have lechem. The lechem is only brought on the ikka korban toida, not in these other things that brought because of it. Now, v'sholach Rabbi Chanina, mishmedu Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Chanina sent this over, the lochem, name of Rabbi Yechanan, that l'shon, when was this said about the vlad, that if you bring the vlad, it does not need the lechem, the 40 lechems, el liyacha kapora. Only if you already brought the mother, then you bring the vlad. You do not need the arboim chalas. The vlad ain't toin lechem. Avol of ne kapora. But let's say before you brought the mother for his korban toida, it gave birth, and now you want to bring the vlad for the ikka toida, toyin lechem, that yes, that needs a lechem, because that's the ikka korban, or that's the ikka korban you bring it for your toida. But I call upon him, Alma, what do we see from here? That Ksav Rav Yochanan holds that mischap of a shvach hegdish, that you could be yotze your korban toida with the shvach, with the vlad. You were makdish this behema, and it became pregnant and gave birth. So lechura, that's called shvach hegdish. So if you bring it now for your korban, you yotze lechavosoi, so you see other mischaper v'shvach hegdish, you could be mischaper with the vlad of your korban. Now the Gemara says, boy, Reb Lezer has a shot like this. Bala chayim nidochim oiloi. A behemoth that's still alive, let's say it became not fit for korban, and it later becomes fit for korban. Do we say since it was once not fit, you can't use it anymore? Or maybe no, it's only lacha misa becomes not fit, then it's nidochim. But kol zman it's alive, even though it's not fit now, later when it becomes fit for the korban, you could use it. Some of Yochanan says again this lashon of Harei kama shonim godol zevdenu. You're here by us a long time already. For leshom alocha zumimenu. Didn't you already hear this locha from me? So Gemara says mechal again. It's a proof that Reb Yechon said this alocha. So Gemara says in yes, it's like a true, because the Yom Reb Yechon and said that behemah shel shnei shrutvim. You have a behemah that belongs to two partners. Hegdish chetzio. One partner was makdish hisif. So at that time, he can't be makdish dol thing. He doesn't own dol thing. So pshit is only makdish l'domim, the value of if. It means to give to hegdish is only kodok dushas domim. And then later, and it's not fit now for korban. And then later, because of lokachetzio, he brought back the other if from the other partner. And now the hegdish kodusha, now he's makdish a second time. The medic dushas are goof now. So locher is vehigdisha, so locher is kodusha v'yana kreva. It's like a chalik dushas are goof on it. But it's nitcha, it can't be brought for korban. Why? Because at the beginning, when you first makdish it, it was only fit ledomim then, and it was not fit for korban, so it's called dichui, it's pushed away, even though it's alive. So see clearly, yesh nidochim b'balachayim. Balachayim on nidochim. Right, another loch, he says here, v'yesh t'murah. This payment now, since it has a kedusha zaguf on it, it could make t'murah. But a t'murah sakyetz, but a t'murah had the same loch, it's not fit for korban itself, it only has kedusha zaguf. So Shmamina, from here we have a loch of plus three halachas, three chedushim here. First of all, Shmamina balachem nidochim, even though the baim was alive, but since at the time when you first makdish it, it wasn't fit for akrova, it can never get a kedushas akrova later. Well, Shmamina, secondly, kedushas damim matcha, even though lechetchim yoni makdish it ledamim, because at that time yoni yon hif, so it's a chiddush to say that even though yoni makdish it ledamim, but later it cannot get a kedushas aguf. Once wrong would have been is, since now it's only Kedushas Domim, we don't care later when it becomes Kedushas Aguf, then it's Chal completely. We say no, since the beginning when you first Makdash it, wasn't fit, it never becomes fit more. Ushramina Yeshdicha B'Domim. So Shalom, what the Gerser is here, Rashi says it means the same thing as Yeshdicha B'Kedushas Domim. The Gerser before the Gemara Tumura we had was Yeshducha Mikarom, that even though at the beginning of the Kedusha was never fit for more than this, still it's Dichi. But I call upon him, we have a proof to say, Yesh Dichu, Balachayim Nidochim. Now another Shaila, Boyi Reb Lezer, what's going to be, who's Lut Tloyim B'Yoylem? Let's say all the Tloyim, all the sheep become worth less, the prices go down, Mahu. So you buy a very good fat, a Tle, a good Ayil, for less than 2 Zuzim, could you use it for your Korban Asher Manat? Mi Arminu, do I say, the Pasuk says, Nivchanu the Reichem Binan, you have to be the best of the animals. Week you have it, or do maybe no? The pasuk says kesef shkolim bin. You have to spend 2 shkolim, and since even though it's a very good animal, they're very cheap, they're worth less than 2 sloyim. Maybe not yotza. Some Rav Yochanan said like this. This time a little bit different. Om Rav Yochanan that kama shonim go down the beis medrash. How many years we are learning here in the beis medrash? V'lo shemana alocha zu and taki. We did not hear this halacha. This halacha taki was not sure about. So what's the question? V'loy they didn't learn this halacha. Rabbi Yochanan himself said, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, Mifnei ma'ala nitnu Torah kitzvah b'mechus v'kapora. How come by other korbanos b'mechus v'kapora the Torah did not say kitzvah, how much money you have to spend for it? And the answer is Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem yuzlu tloy, maybe all the animals become very cheap. V'yein leam takona, if so, if you're going to have to spend a certain amount of money for korban, and the price will be so cheap, you can't get an animal for that price, is Ain lehem takon lecha b'kotchim. You won't be able to come to mutat he kotchim. Therefore, korban that you bring it from mechus sekipora, let's say your ledgers from Mitzvah, that you have to bring korban to be matim, to eat kachim, the Torah did not give a price how much it has to be worth, in order that at all times they'll be able to bring the korban. Now, if so, l'chura, you have a raya, that even though you bring a good animal, still you would not be yotza. When the Torah gives a price how much you have to spend, you would have to spend that money. So here, by an oshrim, you have to spend 2 sloyim, even though you have a very good animal for cheaper, you would not be yotza your korban. So l'chura, Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha. So my aim must be like this. We did not teach this halacha. That's what I mean. Even though he knew it, but he did not teach the halacha. For the Gemara of Reb Zeira, Barada, that Mahada Talmudea Kotlois and Yom used to review his learnings every 30 days, Kamei in front of him. And he said over this halacha, so who we see he learned it from Reb Yochanan. And the Gemara Eimo, Lenizbak Shalacha Zumi Menu Vesa Medish. They never asked me this Shalal Halacha Lamaisa in the Vesa Medish. Not that they didn't know it, not that they didn't teach it, but this halacha was never asked for Shaila in the Vesa Medish. Kufa, what we just say before, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Bishim Hashem Ben Yechoi, Mifnei Ma'ala Nitnu Kitzva Mechusra Kaparo. How come the Torah did not say an exact price, or at least how much you have to spend for a korban you're bringing from Mechusra Kippur, and somebody wants to go to eat kachim? Why? Because we're afraid he answered, Shem Meyuzlu Tloy, maybe the prices of all the animals will go very low. The Ein Lem Takon, if you have to spend 2 sloyim, maybe you won't be able to find an animal at that price, and they won't have the korban lecho or the kachim. That's why the Torah did not give a price, and rather any price you spend, you yotza. Mask of law, baya baya, is the question lemayatir. So, chat is chaylev, the person needs chaylev, that he has to be sure he has to bring korban. The nazir brings his korban oshim, it's not coming to be mad to him for achilus kochim. It's not for kapor either, it's like for stama mitzvah to bring it. It's called little like lebatola, it's not doing off anything for him. So here also the Torah should have said a price. Because the Yom Reb Yechon Shem Hashem Ben Yechoi Ein Lecha Dov Shabo Levatel Al Oshem Nozim Bavad, this Korban Oshem, the Nozim has been Korban Oshem, it's not for Kapor, it's not Lashdura Bachilas Kochim. Says, so you have a kash, Akam Matero didn't give a price on this. There's more kash in Echnami. According to his reasoning, the Torah only would not give a price for Karbonis to be Matthew Bachilas Kochim, Lashdurai, these you have questions. And Lama, you have to say it's not only a svar, l'chura fish to ruya b'kachin, the svaras tamizah, the Torah did not want to give you prices, in order you could be able to be yotzi your korban. Only by an oshim, there it's a gzeras akosiv, by an oshim, it's a special gzeras akosiv there, Torah gave a price of shnei sloyim. But other korbanos, the Torah did not give the price.